Okay, we are up to the fourth and last mitzvah related to Shemitah here at the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Again, the Torah tells us that in the seventh year, we have to keep certain halachos. This has Isurim, and this has Mitzvah Saseh as well. And the four Lo Saseh that are mentioned here are, we're not allowed to harvest, we're not allowed to work the land, we're not allowed to work trees, we're not allowed to harvest Svichim, the growths that come during Shemitah, from the land. And today's mitzvah is Shin Chav Tes, 329, we're not allowed to pick and harvest fruit from trees in the normal way, like we do the entire year. Similar mitzvah to what we said yesterday, based on the phrase, that's Inve Nazirecha Lo Sibtzar, the grapes of your Nazir. What does Nazir mean? Rashi says, Shehinzarta Vihifrashta B'nei Adamehem. The Nizirecha means what you have stayed away from. Like a Nazir is Mufrash from someone else. Like a Nezer, we mentioned in a Parshish year a couple of weeks ago, from Rav Hirsch. Nezer is a crown that it keeps the king separated and different from others. So Nizirecha, Shehinzarta Vihifrashta B'nei Adamehem, V'lo Ifkartam. So all of this that you have separated from people, and you are not a bin mafkir, even that which you have for yourself, one is not allowed to harvest them in the normal way. That's in Venezuela, lo sivsar, shna shabason, yihye la'aretz. It should be a year of shabason. V'haisa shabas ares lachem la'achla, it should be for you to eat, l'cha u'la'atcha v'la'masecha, like we spoke about yesterday, la'achla, but v'lo l'schara, not to do business with, v'lo l'hefsid, and not to ruin. Good. Let's read today's mitzvah, and then we'll talk about some other related issues. So ne'esof peros ha'ilan b'shvias k'derek sha'osven osan b'chol hashana. So that's the title. We're not allowed to harvest and pick fruit of the tree during the Shemitah year, like we do it the whole year. So ne'esof ma she'yotziu ha'ilanos b'shana ha'shvias k'derek sha'osven b'nei adam peros ha'ilanos ha'im b'chol hashana. We can't take them and gather them like we usually do. Aval yesh lanu lasos b'davar shinui. We have to do some type of shinui with these fruits. K'dei laharos to show Shahakol kehefker b'shanazu, like all is hefker, like we said yesterday, either based on quantity or based on quality of the act that you're doing, the different day as we saw of the Rambam and the Chazon Ish. V'zeo pirish, that's in v'nizarecha lo sivsar, that's what it means. Don't be boatser. Literally, don't be boatser means don't be boatser at all, but we know that's not true. Klomar, so tivsar kederecha boatser, it means don't be boatser, don't harvest your grapes in the normal way that grapes are harvested. Shekein ba'alav ha'pirush ha'mukubal, that is how it is explained in the Torah's Kohanim. Kamo sha'amr lechazal say, this is the Mishnah we spoke about already. Mikan amru te'inim shel shvias in kotzen osa b'muksa, you can't use a normal sharp instrument like is always used. Aval kotzehu b'chareva, a different type of knife. Vein derech na'nav b'gat, aval derech Areva v'chulu, and that he says, what does nizirecha mean? Like Rashi said, klomar shinzarta v'frashta utzam m'bnei adam v'lo asita v'yam hefker lo tiftar osamacha tefkireim kehu das Rashi zechronim levracha. What you have separated from the masses and you have kept for yourself, so those you are not allowed to harvest in the normal way. That's Rashi. Ki hu sover, and he points out, this is Rashi l'shitaso, shashomer sadeo perosa b'shvias eina peros ne'esarim. We mentioned this from the last daf in Meseches Yevamos, that mishumar and ne'evad are discussions of the Rishonim. If somebody guards their fruit, if somebody works their field, either of those, do the peros become ne'esar? Rashi says no. That's what we're talking about here. Peros that you kept for yourself, you cannot harvest in the normal way. Eina peros ne'esarim, and this is what Rashi says in Sukkah and Yevamos. Continuing, skip a paragraph. The Chinuch says, "V'Ramban zechorin levracha pirish nizirecha." The Ramban says, "Nizir means something else." Klomar, gefen shelo avdu v'lo zamroso. Nizirecha means gefanim that you have not worked in the normal way. Kigol gefen shelo yizamer v'lo yavid amar sheikra kain. Okay. Same idea, but he says that's what the word nizirecha means. What is the shorash of this mitzvah? As we have discussed, that we should make it clear to all around us that this is not our land, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land, he is the Bialim. Okay, this mitzvah has to do with collecting peros shvias. Let's talk a little more about issues that come up regarding peros of Shemitah. We spoke about yesterday in the Ramban, who says that it is a separate mitzvah saseh to eat. La'achla v'lo l'schora. I didn't have it with me yesterday, so I just wanted to quote it again today. The Mitzvah HaMelech has the Chakira in the Ramban's Hosafa. It's for you to eat and not L'schora. Inema da hamitzvah hanimne kan, he iser schora, is the key below the schora, and there happens to be a la'achla, but that's secondary. Imkein gufa iser hu aschora bahem, onema or da mitzvah gufa achila, but the achila is the ikr. And below the schora just means schora prevents you from eating it, but eating it is the real ikr. L'may nafkamina, so number one, like we said, is kol shehu. Are you allowed to be mafsid and not eat a kol shehu, a peir shvius? Like we said, what happened to a little peel? Do you violate? Is that chatzi shir, or is that the real iser of hefsid? So it depends. La achla, recorder, if the ikar is the mitzvah and your schor is just ruining the mitzvah's achila, then lachor would have to be a shir. Mashen kenat. Number two, what about a bracha? What about a bracha? Do we make a bracha, a special birchas hamitzvah, on eating peir shvius? That's a machlokas between the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz. The Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Trumos that we make a bracha when we eat truma. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav, and he was imbued us with kedushas shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol et truma. So what about when one eats peir shvius? So again, if it's focused on the mitzvah aseh, you would make a bracha. If it's focused on the l'schora, then one would not make a bracha. Who is the iser schora on? The seller or the buyer? Ami namar hay iser im rak ala mocher peir shvius shuk avar umachru o de gam alo keach nechla behay iser isura. And again, machlokas achronim. The Noda Behuda says that it's only on the mocher. So it could be that this also is dependent on our issue. If the schor is nasa mikoach ha mitzvah, hanor abaguf iser ha schor, it's a mitzvah. So then, yitachem lomar, kivet de shneim amocher lo keach imi chalke amasu umatan, v'meil shneim shavim be iser zeh. But if the iser is just a minia mitzvah achila, so it could be that only the mocher is over because he is not eating it, but the lokeach, he's not violating it. He's going to take it, he's going to eat it. See, it's just the opposite. He is facilitating the mitzvah being done. Anyway, these are three nafkaminas relating to how to understand the la'achla, v'lo l'schora, as it comes to peir shvius. Another halacha that comes up in the discussion of peir shvius is bi'ur. If you look at the next pasuk in the Torah, the Haisa Shabbos Aras Lachem La'achla, this is not counted as a separate mitzvah, but it's part of the Kedushas Peir Shvius, and the Minchas Chinuch talks about it here, so we will as well. So all the fruit should be for you, for your servants, and for all your workers. Pasuk Zayin, V'levhemtacha V'lachaya Asher Baratzecha. And the fruit could be for your animals. Anything that is animal food could be given to animals. Anything that is fit for human consumption cannot be given to animals. That's li'ibud. But anything that is fit for animals, tiyek ha'tvuas alechol, that's fine. But it says, asher ba'artzecha. What's the message of levhemtecha v'lachaya asher ba'artzecha? Says Rashi, quoting the Medrash, im chaya ochelos behema lo kol shekein, shemizonoseha alecha. What does it have to say? Your behemoth and your chayas. If your behema eats, then I'm sorry, if chayas eat, then surely behemoth eat. Behemoth, you're responsible for your animals. So why does it say levhemtecha? Just say chaya, and we would know you can even give it to your behema. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, makish behema lechaya, kol zman shechaya ochelos min asada, ha'achel lebehemtecha min abayis. As long as chayas out in the wild have this food, so you could give it to your behema in your house, kala lechaya min asada, kale levhemtecha min abayis. But once the chayas, there's no longer any more of this fruit, of this grain left in the field, so then you have to get rid of it from your animals as well. This is the mitzvah called bi'ur. Bi'ur peiros shvius. What exactly does bi'ur mean? That is a three-way machlokas rishonim. If you look at the Rambam, the Menachas Chinuch quotes this in O Zion. The Rambam says bi'ur means destruction. Just like we have bi'ur chametz means destruction. Just like we have bi'ur avodah zarah means destruction. So too bi'ur peiros shvius means destruction. The Rambam says, ketzad hu ha-bi'ur. Och elo machalek l'shchenav. When the time for bi'ur comes. And there are bi'ur charts. Like we said yesterday, there are sfichin charts. When could we assume that these sfichin did not grow during Shemitah? Right? Sfichin charts. So there are bi'ur charts. When is this fruit no longer out in the field for the chayos? So you check the chart, but once that time comes, you have to get rid of it. Ochel, you could eat it. Umachalik l'shcheda, mazal shalosu, zekal echad. You could give all your friends three meals per person. V'im ein lo ochel, but if you don't have enough people to eat, then you still have leftover. Soreif ba'esh, o mashlech ha'peiros, the yamamelech. You have to destroy it from the world. So it's fascinating, according to the Rambam. First, up until Zman HaBi'ur, there is an iser to get rid of it. La'achla v'lo lahefsid. And the second that Tzvabir comes, there is a chiyuv to get rid of it. There's an isser to destroy it, and now there is a chiyuv to destroy it. Two different extremes, according to the Rambam. That is the sheet of the Rambam. That is the sheet of Rashi in Psachim on Daf Nun Beis, that one has to actually destroy it. That is not the accepted custom, though. The accepted custom is like the Ramban. The Ramban, right here in our Pasuk, says, in yano, sheyechaleha peiros achazman mi beiso lehaf kiran. You have to destroy it from your house. That means you put it outside. Vehu bir shvius sheskiru chachamim b'chol bakom. This is what is meant when Chazal say bir. Ve'eino inyan sheyu peiros achazman habir asurin b'hana u'ba'achiva v'yeh mechuyiv la'abdam. No! It's not that you have to destroy it and the fruit become asur b'hana. No! And if you look at the end of Temura, the last daf in Temura, where the Mishnah lists all of the Nisrafin and all of the Nikbarin, it does not list Perishvius there. Lowen on Nisrafin, lowen on Nikbarin. The Eino Ella, rather, what is the Chiv of Beer? Shoot Sarech Levara Mir Shuso. Ulahaf Kiram Laniim. Ulachal Adam Kinyin Biarti Yakodesh Menabayis. Just like the Pasuk at the end of Sefer Dvarim, where it says, I got it out of my house. That's what Beer here means. Also, get it out of my house. Maybe this is Lashitasa. So the more you focus on the first stage of eating your peiros as a mitzvah, the less likely you will say that you have a chiyuv to destroy them. The Ramban counted it, as, if you remember, as a mitzvah of la'achlar, in the third mitzvah that he adds on to the Rambam. But that might have impact in terms of how he views the mitzvah of beer. That is the Ramban. Just to mention the third sheet is the Ravid. The Ravid right there on the Rambam says there are two stages. First stage is like the Ramban, and the second stage is like the Rambam. The first stage is, once the fruit are finished from your city and its environs, so then you have to be mafkir it. But once it gets, it no longer exists anywhere, b'chol ha'aretz, then the Rambam is right, you have to burn it, or throw it to Yam HaMelech. The Chazon Ish points out that the Minhag is like the Ramban, and therefore, this is what we do. When we do bi'ur, and whenever the zman for beer is, one of the zmanim for beer a couple of years ago was an Erev Pesach for wine, so you put it outside. The halacha is, once you put it outside, you have to be mafkirit b'chol libcha. If one has kedushas shvius wine, if one has any type of shvius, you put it outside. And then half an hour later, if nobody takes it, you can take it back. The Ramban says it's not that it's asur b'hana. No, you can reacquire it. The Chazon Ish says basically right away, leave it out there for a couple of minutes, and then it could be stored and eaten. If it was never done, if beer was never done, then the food is nesar. So that is why, if it's after the zman habiur, then one has to make sure that the store, or that the one buys Perishvias from, or wine with Kusha Shvias, wanted to make sure that store did beer properly. Because that is food that is Nasar if beer was never done. But once beer is done, I can reacquire it. Shlomo Zalman has an interesting discussion in Minchas Shlomo. In Chelek Aleph, Simin Nun Aleph, he has a big tshuva about all different parts of Shemitah. So here he discusses, what about your pots that absorbed taste of Peir Shvius? Says Shlomo Zalman, no problem. No problem. That is what's called Hetera Bala. Right? When it was absorbed, it was mutter. It's not like you have Isser Bala in here. You have an Isser. No. You have Hetera Bala, number one. And number two, the only item that is Usser after Zman Beer, if you didn't get rid of it, is something that you could have eaten then. And you kept it to eat instead of getting rid of it, instead of being mafkirit. But here, you can't eat the taste. You can't eat the taste. It's, if that's in a pot. So therefore, says Shlomo Zalman, no problem. He says, "Aval peir aval umiyo kalim shenis baslu behem peir shvius ena baluach chayev bebiur vein sorach lag ilam." You don't have to kasher them laachras mana beer. No. What, you're gonna tell me that you have to throw that the klicheres you have to throw out v'chulu? He quotes the Rashi Leon in Shvius that says you do need hagala like Pesach, but says Shlomo Zalman, I don't agree. Mikol makom tzarech iyun. De nirash achiyav lisrof la'achar abiyur mistas eif rak min achiyav lechol v'lachalik laniyam b'shas abiyur. V'ilu linyin balua b'dofen ha'kadeira, anything that is absorbed in tzarech iyun. Im shay achiyav achila o chaluka la'aniyam b'shas abiyur. V'yemke maitai mi'ischay v'achar lisrof. There is no chiyav, and therefore Shlomo Zalman says, yoser nira, that one does not have to do anything with the balua tastes in one's pots. One doesn't have to be magalit. And he has other many other issues related here in Shemitah. Okay, what else can we talk about relating to Peros Shvius? There are four possibilities. Again, we'll just mention each one of them. So one has a field during Shemitah. So what does one do? What does one do? How does one... So what does one do? You leave it, let it lie fallow. Is there any way to work the land? You can't work the land in the normal way if it's yours. So what are the options? What do the farmers do if besides just leaving it lie fallow? So there are four issues that are discussed in the poskim. Let's just mention the four issues, and we don't have time to go into each of them, but let's mention them. Number one is called Matzah Menutak. Matzah Menutak is based on a suffek in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a suffek whether something that grows in your house is subject to Shemitah. And it says that if there's no miser in your house, there is arla in your house. By arla it says unetatem, so your bias is included. What about Shemitah? It doesn't say the word, by miser it says the word sadeh, so your house is not included. By arla it doesn't say the word sadeh. So it's an unanswered question in the Yerushalmi, whether planting something in your house is subject to Shemitah. The Pasa Shulchan Rizal Mishklav says we can be Mekel today because Shvius Bizman is Ezra Rabbanan. The Chazanish is not so convinced. Either way, this is an important issue. What does this have to do with us planting in your house? So this is what's Matzah Menutak, hydroponics and greenhouses. The greenhouses that rely, that plant, that have things grow during Shemitah, so they are relying on the ones that are Mekel regarding this suffix of the Yerushalmi. And what is the kula? The kula is that this is not considered growing from the grounds. Or some greenhouses even leave an airspace between the plants and the floor to be yotzei l'chol hadeis, not only in the house, but separated from the ground. And this is the whole industry of matzah menutak, of peiros shvius that are grown in greenhouses, that these products do not have kedusha. It's as if they're grown outside the land of Israel. And therefore, that is one suggestion that is given. If, obviously, this is not for the average farmer, but if the people have industries, Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mekel, and there are many that rely on Matzah Menutak. There are those that are Machmir. Who's Machmir? The Shevet HaLevi. The Shevet HaLevi wonders, you know, is this, not Alpi Halacha really, but Alpi, is this Ratzon Hashem? He says, you know what, if you have this Heter, all of a sudden you can make greenhouses all over the country, and all of a sudden there won't be any Shemitah anymore. And Shlotish Takech Torah Shemitah. That's what he says. He says, I understand this mutter, but he's just a little nervous. Zakol mitam shekvar me'az yarati lahatir kan b'shvil kol Eretz Yisrael. For one person to give a farmer a heter, he says, that I'll give. But, this is in Chelek Tes, Siman Reish Lamed Zayin, he says, I'm choshashani im zeh ratzon chazal la'asos heter kazel l'zrov elixir mechadosh b'shvias b'chol arzeinu akadosha v'ora im akanim b'libi chshash gadol. And I'm worried if I might do this, im kin efshol l'chazos kol Eretz Yisrael b'chamamot. U'b'meshach hazman yishkechu kol atanoim v'yasu kol mini malachis rado bi poreitz geder. And therefore, if you want to do a little bit, he says, im yosh v'chevel katif. Right, if Gush Katif, this was in 1999, when he wrote the Tshuva, Osim Kain, Shem Safik Eretz Yisrael, El Doloi Britzoni, Lassis Gush Panka, I'll say, I don't want to say Mutter, 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 because everybody's going to quote the Shevet HaLevi, he says everything's Mutter. But that's more Alpi, what he is worried about. Some say, is it Ratzon Hashem? Others say, maybe the only Safik of the Yerushalmi is because if it is in the house is considered unusual, but if you could come up with a Zriya Babayas that is common and it becomes the Derech, maybe then there would be a Suffolk and that would be a problem. Okay, these are all issues, but this is one suggestion how to deal with Shemitah finances. Though I saw one posting mentions it's ironic that Shemitah is there so that everything is free and hefker to feed the poor, while hydroponics a lot of times cause more than anything else. Okay. Number one, Matzah Menutak. Number two, the other idea is what's called Otsar Bezdin. What does Otsar Bezdin mean? Otsar Bezdin is based on a Tosefta in Masechta Shvius, where the Tosefta describes Barishona Hayishluche Bezdin Yoshvin Al Pischei Ayaros. Bezdin used to sit at the edges of the cities. Call me Shemevi Peres Petoch Yado. Notel Nasami Manu Venosim Mehamazan Shalosh Sudos. Bezdin used to take their fruit and give them enough money for three meals. Vahashar Machnis Rosal La Otzer Shaveir. And the rest was put in the Otzer in the storage house. What does this mean? It means that the owner, there's a concept in the Tosefta that a farmer could relinquish his rights to his fields. Beis Din could take control of all of his properties and appoint the owners as shlichim for them to care for and harvest the land. After all, the owners know the fields best themselves. Beis Din could even pay these farmers for their services. They're not paying for the fruit, because the fruit is in Isser Schora. They're paying for the services. That's why you have to work out exactly what percentage of the value would it be. But this is called Otzer Beis Din. The payment again is not for the fruit. The workers, who are the Shlichim of Beis Din, could then bring their fruit to the town, sell it for a price, paying again for their services. Right? But if, as though they have to work out this arrangement with Beis Din. The minhag is for these owners to give a shtar to Beis Din, stating that their field is ownerless, and it will be worth only a certain amount, and not all farmers do this, but this is another heter that many farmers, again, more and more farmers, Bizman Azeh, are using the avenue of Otzer Beis Din. Otzer Beis Din has full Kedusha Shvius. Matzah Menutak, option number one, does not have Kedusha Shvius. It's as if it's grown outside Eretz Yisrael. But Otzer Beis Din, it has full Kedusha Shvius. Right, and that is what is, and what is done. Many poskim support this as well. It has to be treated properly, because this has full Kedushas Shvius. That is number one. The Chazon Ish writes, the only isser of harvesting your field in the normal way is only for a regular bailam. But a shliach of Beis Din, where, again, he's not selling it in the normal way. Beis Din is going to pay him, or he's going to work out exactly the percentages. Beis Din, or some appointee of Klal Yisrael, then it would be mutter to harvest. Number two. The other two options, just to mention, are, number one, Gidel Goy. What if a non-Jew owns land in Eretz Yisrael? So that relates to us, Machlokas Tanoim and Amoram, whether a Goy's kinyan in the land is Mafkia the Kedusha. Or if it doesn't Mafkia the Kedusha, maybe you have to treat it with Kedusha. That is number three. And of course, the third, which is the major controversial issue, and that is the Hetem Mechira. Hetem Mechira, can one sell? It's based on number three, but can one sell their property, land in Israel, to a non-Jew in order to work the land? Similar, but not exactly the same, to selling Gons Chametz, and then a Jew would work it, but it would really be a Goy's field. So that is, again, a huge issue discussed by the poskim over the past 200 years or so, 150 years, whether it's possible. There are two issues in the Hetem Mechira. Number one, is it possible? And number two, is it advisable? Is it possible? Does it halachically work? Is Shvias Bizman as a Durabanan and Vachulu? And number two, if it works, is it a good idea? So those are the two issues in Hetem Mechira that is discussed by the Beis HaLevi and Rizkal Chanan and Rav Kook and all of the poskim get involved in the discussions of Hetem Mechira. But these are the four options that are open to farmers besides just leaving their field fallow. Okay, we'll stop here. This is all issues relating to Peir Shvius and how to deal. Bez Hashem, next time we'll get into Yovel.